شمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you all. And I would like to welcome you to continuation of our series of tafsir. And today, inshallah, that we have a new surah that we're going to be discussing today, Surah Ad-Duha. Surah Ad-Duha, Surah number 93, forenoon or after sunrise. And as usual, inshallah, we start with reciting the surah, and after this we go with a translation word to word, and after this, inshallah, we'll be reading general translation, and after this we get into the tafsir. And before we get into Surah Ad-Duha, a general discussion about Surah Ad-Duha. This is Surah number 93, and Surah Ad-Duha is a Meccan Surah which he revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in during the Meccan period before his migration to Al-Medina. And Surah Ad-Duha consists of 11 verses, and basically the surah talks about the personality and the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a good care of him, and how special and how much special he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the peace and the blessing of Allah be upon him sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ittaba'ahu bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Ja'anna ma'ahum ya rabbal alameen. Ameen. سورة الضحى. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Now inshallah we're going to start translation word to word. والضحى by the forenoon. والليل إذا سجى and by the night when is still. ما ودعك ربك وما قلى neither your Lord has forsaken you nor hated you وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى and verily or indeed the hereafter is better for you than the present one. ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى and verily your Lord will give you so that you shall be well pleased. Okay, inshallah we'll stop here and break the words. This is waw al-qasam. That mean by, to swear. You use this waw to swear as an article, like saying by. Ad-duha is the forenoon or the time which occurs after sun rising. Wallayli, that mean and by al-layl means the night. Idha, when saja covers everything. Ma is a term for negation, like you say not or nor or neither. Wadda'aka means forsaken you. ودع forsake, and the pronoun the calf, ودعك forsaken you. ربك means your lord. وما و means an. ما nor. قلا hated. وللآخرة و means an. الآخرة the hereafter or the latter. خير better لك for you من than or from. الأولى the first. ولا سوف و means an. سوف indicates something that will happen in the future. يعطيك from the verb عطى يعطي to give. يعطيك will give you. ربك رب means lord and the calf is pronoun, so ربك your lord. فترضى from الرضا to be pleased and content. The tafsir of this surah. By the duha, Allah the Almighty is swearing, and as we had stated before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the right to swear by anything he wants. And when Allah swears by something is to get our attention to it, to think and reflect and see his greatness and his mighty in such a thing. Nevertheless, a human being is not permitted to swear by anything or anyone except Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that whosoever swear by other than Allah, by anything other than Allah, he had committed shirk. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by al-duha, which is forenoon, the forenoon. This beauty of the morning, the light, the brightness, this shows ability and the mighty of Allah, how he had brought about this day and this light. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by the night when it gets so dark and covers everything, and in both are signs for those who reflect bringing about darkness or bringing about forenoon. Both of them shows Allah's ability and Allah's mighty, and how Allah can change conditions, and how Allah can bring about light after darkness, and how Allah can bring about hope, about a smile after sadness. So you always have to have hope in Allah. Doesn't matter how long the night, Allah will bring about a change. And also, don't be deceived, because the one who gave you light, he can bring about darkness and can change the condition. So put your trust only in Allah, not in the material thing, and be aware and be careful. Don't transgress, because Allah can change the condition, and he can take from the oppressor and make them to be the lowest of all people, and make those who've been oppressed to be the leaders. So Allah is swearing by the night, and also he had a swear by the duha. What Allah swearing about? He's saying that مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala neither forsaken you nor hates you, O Muhammad. And the term of Rabbuka, so lovely, so good, because when say Rabbuka, your Lord, makes you feel the closeness between Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't say Allah did not forsake you, but he said your Lord, he's your, he's taking care of you, he's watching over you, because he is your Lord. He did not neglect you, neither he hate you. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not feeling good. So he didn't get up for tahajjud prayer for 2 or 3 nights. So one of this kafir woman, she said to him, O Muhammad, and think your shaitan had left you alone. So she was happy. Now the Prophet ﷺ doesn't get up for tahajjud. He doesn't recite the Quran. So she's saying to the Prophet ﷺ, the one that whispering to you, bothering you, he left you, oh this is good, astaghfirullah. Ya Muhammad, ما أرى شيطانك إلا قد تركك، لم يقربك ليلتين أو ثلاث. سوى الله سبحانه وتعالى ريفيل الصورة، سورة الضحى. انسي no this not a شيطان، need the Quran of Allah and your Lord Muhammad. He didn't leave you, he didn't neglect you, he did not abandon you, neither he hate you. And be aware and sure that al-akhirah is much better for you than the present one. The hereafter and the reward which Allah had prepared for His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is much much better than this life, this hayat al-dunya. So that means your hope, your investment, work hard for the akhirah, because the reward is there, the high ranks is there. And indeed your Lord, He will give you, bless you until you be pleased and content. ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. And with no doubt your Lord, O Muhammad, again saying your Lord, will give you so you be pleased, you will be content. Allah will give him a lot of reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a great honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specialize him to have the shafa'ah, the intercession, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him please concerning his nation and his followers, the rewards he will get and the positions he will inherit in Jannah. As it came in the hadith, he said, O Allah, my Ummah, my Ummah, my nation, my people. And he cried. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told Jibreel, go to Muhammad, was'alhu ma yubkik. Ask him, why are you crying, Muhammad? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So Jibreel, the angel Gabriel alayhi salam, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jibreel that he's worried about his ummah, his people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel, اذهب إلى محمد, go to Muhammad and tell him, إِنَّا سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ, ولا نسوك. Indeed, we shall please you concerning your nation. We never going to harm you or upset you. And also came in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every prophet have a supplication, a dua. إن لكل نبي دعوة مستجابة فتعجل كل نبي دعوته وإني اختبأت دعوتي شفاعتي لأمتي يوم القيامة. Both hadith are in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ told us that every prophet Allah had given him a da'wah that he can call in Allah and Allah will answer his dua. Every prophet had hastened with his da'wah in his lifetime. He already made his dua. But as for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he served his supplication to be utilized in the day of judgment, and his dua will be a supplication of intercession for his ummah. May Allah send peace and the blessing on our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cares so much about us, who loves us so much, who had cried a lot for us, because with his big heart he was concerned about us, and he didn't make the dua in the dunya, but he saved it for the akhirah to be intercession for his ummah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us among those people whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for them in the day of judgment. Indeed, Allah had gave her the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give his ummah a lot in this dunya, and he will give him a lot in the hereafter. Look how his deen went all over the place. Look, the religion of Islam is no spot in the earth except they heard about Islam, they heard about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Prophet and his ummah in the day of judgment. After this, in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his upbringing, his early life, and how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change it to better, and how Allah took care of him. After he told him that he's going to please him and he will give him, so after this he said to him, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Verse number 6. أَلَمْ, this استفهام, questioning, did يَجِدْكَ find you يتيما an orphan فآوى، give you refuge. ووجدك، and he found you ضالا unaware. فهدى، so he guided you. ووجدك، and he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala founded you عائلا poor. فأغنى، so he made you rich. General translation: did he not find you, O Muhammad, an orphan and give you refuge? And did he find you unaware and guided you? And he found you poor and made you rich. We're going to learn why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this here in the next few verses. So you, Muhammad, was an orphan. You lost your father before even you born. And you lost your mother when you was a young child. Allah, did they leave you or neglect you? So he made your uncle Abu Talib adopting you, taking you as his son. And after this he died. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his grandfather Abdul Muttalib took care of him. And he continued helping him, defending him, although he didn't accept the religion, but he continued assisting him and supporting him and defending him. From losing the father to losing the mother, to losing the grandfather, after this his uncle. So always Allah had made a way and means for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be taken care of, to be loved, to be protected, even when he was a little boy. An awful life, but was always somebody there. And as for direction, he was looking for the direction. He did not prostrate to these idols like the kuffar, the mushrikun of Mecca. He went there in Ghar, in the mountain, sitting in the Ghar, in the cave, Ghar Hira, wondering, it must be a creator for this universe. Could not be the idols, could not be the statues. So he guided you, he sent the wahi, the revelation, and he gave you the direction. And you was poor. He made a way for you. He made a marriage to be for you. Substance, assistance, shelter. At all time, somebody there for you, to care for you, to love you, to adopt you, to help you, to assist you. And the most important thing, that was the guidance that been given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, since this was your life, O Muhammad, so now listen. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ فَأَمَّا As for al-yateem, the orphan, fala, not, don't, takhar, treat harsh, showing oppression towards him, wa amma, and amma, as for as-sa'ila, the beggar, fala, do not, tanhar, speak rough, repose, wa, and amma, as for be with ni'mah, grace, rabbika, your lord, fahaddith, fa, so haddith, proclaim. Verse number 9. Therefore, treat not the orphan with oppression, and repulse not the beggar, and proclaim the grace of your Lord. So in the end of this surah, after Allah had reminded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his grace and his bounty on him, by making shelter for him, by guiding him, by making him always been taken care, now Allah giving him the advice. Now remember your background. As a result of this, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ, the orphan, when you have an orphan in your community, in your society, so don't misuse his property, don't bother him, don't hate him, don't be rough with him. Be kind to him, be gentle to him. Muhammad, you remember you used to be orphan, and how your Lord took care of you. So remember now, when you see an orphan, be nice, be kind to him, touch him, rub his shoulder, bat his shoulder, rub him, share with him, be good to him. Be a father to him. And you can see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had took a good care of this advice from Allah, and how much he encouraged us to be good to the orphan. To such a degree he said, أنا وكافر اليتيم كهاتين, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأشار بالسبابة والوسطى. Me and the one who take care of the orphan will be in Jannah, so close, as much as the index finger close to the middle finger. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. When a beggar come to you, be nice to him. Don't drive him away with an empty hand. Don't talk to him rough. Give him something, share with him. Or at least give him a good word. Doesn't matter if he come and asking you for money, or coming to inquire and ask something about Islam. Sometimes we call some people, their question is stupid question, or a silly question, or doesn't make a sense to ask such a question. You never know. Maybe he's a new in Islam. Maybe he didn't understand it. Maybe all the things. We as a Muslim always have to put the best construction on it. Always have to assume the best about our brothers and sisters. There is nothing called a silly question, stupid question, such a question. You should be shame of yourself for asking such a question. How long you been Muslim? Until now you don't know. You been 40 years Muslim and you don't know that a woman could not travel without a mahram. How dare you? You think you understand? My husband can be a mahram for you. Your mahram have to be your brother or your father. You never know. People can know a lot about Islam, and one issue they don't know about. We shouldn't be hurting people's feeling when they come to ask money, ask knowledge, ask advice. If you could not give it, say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I could not, I'm busy now, or whatever, something good word. Turn the person down with a good word, with a smile in the face. Allah telling His Prophet to do this. So what about me and you? فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. What else? وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And proclaim the grace and the favor and the blessings of your Lord. be grateful and be thankful. Show the blessings of Allah, not in a way of being arrogant, but by sharing, by showing how Allah gave me such and such, I'm not even worthy of all these things, how Allah been so good to me and I'm not the one that's so good to Allah, how Allah is so great, how Allah is giving me. And a person share, proclaiming the blessings is by sharing it. And always attributing to Allah, not to be like Qarun, the one who said, إِنَّمَا أُوْتَيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Indeed, I've been given all this wealth and all this authority because my knowledge that I have, because I'm a smart, because I'm a genius, because I have a master degree in this, a PhD degree in that, you know? No, yeah, I can do it. No, I say, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with this ability, how Allah favor me this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me this, and you share and you help others. So you be kind to the orphan, be patient with the beggar. Subhanallah, this is our religion, this is our Islam, this is the most beautiful teaching. This is what people keep talking about, terrorism and fundamentalism. This is our foundation, kindness, sharing, loving, caring, being thoughtful. Subhanallah, even for animals, not only human beings. Where is this Islam says that go and bombing people? Where? Where is Islam say take innocent people and kill them because they believe in something different from what we believe? Subhanallah, this Islam so beautiful indeed is from Allah, and is saying and teaching us to be good, especially to those who need for us to be good to them, those who are weak, oppressed, orphan, beggars. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to have this quality, and if we have some of it, may Allah increase it in us inshallah. Ameen. And inshallah we close our session for today with the recitation of the surah. سورة الضحى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Inshallah, if anybody have any question related to the surah, you may ask. Thank you for listening. Jazakumullah khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.